Okay. I'm trying to put on a smile and enjoy all this holiday crap. I told you, I'm gonna try as hard as I can, but look, I can't fake it. You know that. Yeah, come on, I'm so bad at faking my emotions. Like, do you remember that time that, what's her surname? That annoying girl in our chemistry class, like, kept inviting me to be her study partner, and I couldn't even pretend that I wanted to do it. Like, I was, like, so rude to her, and it's not because I wanted to be, I can't help it. Sorry, I just... You know, the holidays, they're just so blah for me. Yeah, just, I don't know, all the holly jolly crap. It's just not, it's not my thing. I don't like it. No, look, you're my best friend, and I appreciate you inviting me to your family's holiday party, but I'm just letting you know that I'm having a hard time putting on a smiling face, okay? No, it's like everyone just suddenly, it gets to be December, and then suddenly everyone is just like obsessed. It's just like, oh my God, Christmas is around the corner, and there's just like trees everywhere and lights, and suddenly everyone's obsessed with hot cocoa, and like I just don't get it. Yeah, I mean, am I missing something? Like, it's like we all suddenly just pretend to be really nice and pretend like we care a lot about each other and give each other gifts and stuff. No, it's just the whole thing feels so inauthentic. I mean, it's like everyone's just being really dishonest. And then it's so cold and the weather is so bad that I can't go outside, I can't do anything. I'm really not trying to be like, I'm not trying to bring the Christmas spirit down or whatever. Just letting you know, okay? But I'm trying. Look, do you see this tiny little smile? I am trying so hard to make this tiny little smile for you. But seriously, thank you for inviting me. Yeah, your parents are really sweet, and if I wasn't here, then I'd probably just be back in my apartment, watching bad movies and eating junk food and being alone. So, thank you. I really appreciate it. Your mom is a really good cook, too. Yeah, these cookies are amazing. Just because I like the holiday cookies, it doesn't mean I like the holidays. No, it doesn't. I just like this little Christmas tree cookie. It's good. Shut up. Oh my God. Jesus. Ugh. Why do I put up with you? Because you're my best friend. Yeah, whatever. So what does your family do? Do you do any, like, obnoxious holiday games or traditions or anything? Please, wait. Please tell me we're not gonna go caroling. Oh, that's not really a thing? Oh. Well, that's good. I thought that was a thing. I thought that people, like, got together with their families and just, like, went around and tortured their neighbors by, you know, knocking on their doors and singing in their faces. That's really not a thing? Okay, so you don't do that. What else? Do you guys play, like, games or something? Oh, okay, yeah, I've been seeing those all over TikTok. The one with the spatula, and you're, like, you're blindfolded, and you're trying to put the cotton balls in the bowl. Like, some people, they look so confident when they're doing it, it's really funny. But they're actually just not getting it at all. Okay, once again, just because I like the idea of that game and it just happens to be a holiday game, that doesn't mean I like the holidays, okay? Stop trying to make me like the holidays. It's not gonna happen. I'm a Halloween girly, you know that. I am. I would much rather be drenched in fake blood and go around scaring people than drenched in, I don't know, red and green ugly sweaters and go around caroling to people. They're not the same. They're not. Those are two totally different things. Okay, so you don't do that. Do you guys watch, like, holiday movies? Are we gonna, like, watch a movie together or something? Maybe? Okay. I mean, yeah, I could do that. Like, that sounds nice. It sounds fine. Not torture. No. Well, the food. I'm excited for the food. Yeah. I mean, I told you, your mom's an incredible cook. And I've had her food before. You know, I've been to your house before. Yeah, I don't know, a couple years ago. It was, like, your brother's graduation dinner or something? I don't know. Anyway, she's amazing. I'm very excited for this holiday roast or whatever it is she's making. I mean, yeah, I have to appreciate the fact that you're at least feeding me. I will go through the torture of holiday traditions and decorations to be fed. That's worth it. I'm not a Scrooge. I'm not a Grinch. Stop. Stop. Well, okay, I am. I guess I am. But don't call me that. Don't tell other people, like, how hard it is for me. Yes, please, please don't tell your mom. Don't tell your mom that I hate the holidays, please. That'll break her little heart. Do you see how much time she spent decorating and, like, all of this effort she went to? No, don't you dare tell her that. Don't, stop. I'm gonna pin you down. Stop. No. 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 Okay. All right. So, what did you ask Santa for Christmas? Did you ask him for, I don't know. What do you want? Some new bike pedals, okay. That's really technical and boring. Well, I didn't ask Santa. I just, you know, looked in my bank account and, made an educated decision on what kind of present I could afford for myself. I don't want to tell you what I bought myself. Because it's private. Yeah, it's private. It's a secret, so. Yeah, I have secrets from you. I sure do. I have, I have a pretty big secret that I've been keeping from you, actually. Oh my god, the look in your eyes right now. Yeah, it's a big, big secret. Life-changing. Yeah. No, don't guess. You can't guess. There's no way you would know. Am I ever gonna tell you? Maybe. I might tell you, yeah. If you do something for me. If you never make me watch another holiday movie again, then I'll tell you my secret. None. Never again. You can never ask me to watch Love Actually, The Holiday, what's that? The Lampoon, The Christmas Vacation, A Christmas Carol, The Charlie Brown Christmas, This is not an exhaustive list. You can never ask me to watch those movies with you again. I like watching movies with you. Just not those. Well, okay. Look, you know I love our movie nights. I absolutely love them so, so much. But never again. If you agree to never again make me watch a Christmas movie with you, then I might tell you my secret. Yes, might I? You can't ask me to agree to tell you one of my biggest secrets. I have to think about it more. I'm saying that I don't want to watch Christmas movies anymore. And if you agree to stop asking me to watch them, then I might tell you my secret. If I'm feeling up to it. Tonight? Maybe. Yeah, maybe I'll tell you tonight. I don't know. I have to think about it, okay? Don't be scared. It's nothing scary. It's just a secret. That's all. Look, let's talk about something else, okay? Subject change. Awkward. Have you always loved Christmas? Yeah, I mean, I get it. You have a big family, so it's probably really fun with, like, a lot of siblings and cousins and stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, I only have my sister, and I don't know, just Christmas wasn't really, like, a big deal in our house, so. No, my parents didn't really put up decorations. Yeah, I think we had a tree a couple times, not every year, but sometimes. No, I mean, I don't know. It didn't really bother me one way or another. I guess I thought it was cool that, like, you know, my friends' houses growing up had, like, a bunch of lights and stuff, and I don't know, whatever. Are you trying to, what are you doing here? You trying to psychoanalyze me? You're trying to figure out why I don't like Christmas, and now we're delving into my familial past, and, no, this is not a therapy session, please. Please, it's whatever. Maybe I don't like the holidays because, I don't know, because I don't really feel like I have a home to go home to. Well, the way that I see it, you're my home. And I don't really want to go back, you know, to that town that I grew up in. And I don't really want to see people who I don't think they really want to see me. Yeah, I mean, your parents have been so welcoming, like, so much more welcoming than, like, even my own parents, you know? So it's just easier this way, just to not go home. Okay, this is getting too dark, too deep. Let's just, I appreciate you inviting me, and I really like spending time with your family, especially the holidays. So can we just call it a truce, okay? No, I'm not going to say I like the holidays, but I will say that I like the holidays better at your house with your family than at mine. Okay? Leave it at that. You're really sweet, you know that? You're a really good friend. Oh, please. Other girls, if they only knew how sweet you are, like, you would have girls lined up down the block. Yeah, I would have to be, like, screening each one, you know, and, like, evaluating them and deciding if they were good enough before letting them talk to you. Yeah, I'd be your wingman. I think I'd be pretty good at that. Yeah. What? No, I'm not being weird. Shut up, I'm not being weird. I was just thinking of something. No, I wasn't thinking about the secret that I'm keeping from you. Stop. You're bugging me. You're bugging the hell out of me today. Yes, I'm in a bad mood because it's the holidays, because it's almost Christmas, and you're bugging me. Yes, now I'm grumpy. I need cookies to make it better. More of your mom's cookies. Yeah. Do you think she'd give me the recipe? I can too bake. Yeah, you've never seen me bake because I've never baked for you. What? Just so you've never seen me do it, so you think I can't do it? That's stupid. That's so stupid. Of course I can do it. I could make incredible baked goods. Wait, it's not hard. It's not like a skill. Like, I mean, it is a skill, but it's like everyone can do it. It's just like following instructions. You've never baked. You are such a liar. You have to have baked before. Like, throwing pizza rolls into the oven is baking, technically. Okay, so you've done stuff like that. Okay, so baking, like, it's just like doing the other stuff. Like, putting all the ingredients together and like, blah, blah, blah. Wow. Okay, well, I know what we're doing. Once we get back to my place, yeah, we're having a bake-a-thon. Yeah, I'm gonna teach you how to bake, and we're gonna make some badass cookies. Or maybe we'll make something else, because, again, your mom is the queen of these holiday cookies. I mean, these are freaking amazing. Yeah, let's get more. Come on. Stop talking about dark stuff and let's go get some more cookies. Okay, yeah, you lead the way. It's your house. Why'd you stop? What are you doing? You're blocking the doorway. Look up? At what? What is that? That green stuff, what is that? No, I don't know what it is. Is this a holiday thing? You know I don't know these things. Mistletoe? That sounds gross. What the hell is mistletoe? I mean, I've heard of it, but, like, why is it hanging up there? It's kind of weird. You're lying. You are absolutely lying right now. It's a tradition to hang. You hang it in your, what, in your doorway? And then, I don't get it. If you walk under it with someone else, you have to kiss them? You are making this up. This sounds made up. I'm gonna look this up right now. I am totally looking this up because I think you're lying. I'm gonna Google this. What? Holiday tradition. Mistle. Is that how you spell that? Mistletoe.
What is the tradition of mistletoe at Christmas? The mistletoe tradition holds that a man is allowed to kiss any woman standing beneath a sprig or bouquet of mistletoe and vice versa. If a kiss is refused, bad luck befalls the person who said no. Oh my god. Did you do this on purpose? You made me walk under this doorway on purpose, didn't you? You want to kiss me. Oh my god, I knew it. This whole time, you've always wanted to kiss me, haven't you? So what are you going to do if I say no? Oh, you're going to say no? Okay, so we're both going to have bad luck. How long does this bad luck last? Like, all year? All what? All decade? All life? Like, how bad of luck are we talking here? Well, okay, listen. I don't really want bad luck. Yeah, I feel like I'm already kind of an unlucky person as it is. And any extra bad luck, I don't want to handle that. So, I'm down. I'm down. I'm down to do the kiss thing. And you too? You don't want bad luck either. Okay. Okay. So we're gonna do this. We're gonna kiss under the toe mistletoe. Okay. Wait. Before we do this, you know that secret that I was telling you about? I think we should, maybe we should talk a little more about that before we kiss. Yeah. Whatever, we'll talk about this later. Let's just get this over with. Just kiss me. Okay, you ready? Who's gonna go? How are we gonna do this? We're gonna go halfway? Halfsies? Okay. One, two, three. Stop looking at me. Stop. Because I just don't look at me. No, I'm not embarrassed. You're a really good kisser. I didn't know that about you. Well, there's things about your best friend that you probably like shouldn't know, like if they're a good kisser or not. You know, friends don't kiss, so. Right, we're friends and we just kissed, but it's because of the stuff, the mistletoe stuff. Right? Right. I'm gonna grab those cookies. I'll just meet you in the living room, okay? Okay, one sec. So, do you feel weird? No, I don't feel weird. I think, I can't believe I'm gonna do this. I think I need to just tell you my secret. Whatever, it's not even like a secret, it's a thing that I just never planned on telling you, at least, you know, anytime soon, but Okay, I'm gonna tell you. Okay, I'm just working myself up, just, you know, trying to get the right words. It's a Christmas miracle. If I can say this without being awkward. So you and I, we've been best friends for a really, 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 really long time. And, you know, you're always here for me. Always. And that's amazing. That's just awesome. I know that I can always call you. I can always reach out to you. I can, you know, you're the one that's always there for me. You're the one who's always inviting me to things. And you're just a really great guy, and I love our movie nights, and I love playing video games together, and I love just all of the really incredible times we've had over the last few years. But I think recently, my feelings have kind of started to change a little bit. And I've found myself feeling like I want more from us, from our friendship. I've really wanted to kiss you for a very long time. And I can't believe our first kiss was just under that green wreath thing. I just never would have imagined that. Yeah, I'm nervous laughing because I have no idea what you're gonna say, and so I'm just laughing it off. What? You, what? You liked kissing me? You did? Really? It was okay? I don't know what to say. Oh my god, my cheeks are really red. Am I red? My like whole face is like really hot right now. So, I guess we have a lot to talk about, huh? I know dinner isn't for a little while, so maybe do you want to go upstairs to your room? Your old childhood room, obviously. We could talk a little bit in private, maybe? Okay. Your room. Oh my god, this is adorable. No, I've never seen it. Oh my god, look at all your trophies! Wow. Overachiever, huh? Oh, and spelling bee champ. Wow. Okay, smarty pants. I'm just gonna sit on the bed. So I know I said I wanted to come up here and talk, but I'm kind of having a hard time coming up with words. My mind's kind of blank. And I'm kind of, freaking out a little bit, so. What if we kissed again? I don't know if it would calm me down, but I would like it, yeah. Good kisser. I really like the cologne you're wearing. It's nice. Can I get in your lap? Yeah, like that. Yeah, you can put your hands around me, yeah. Put them there on my hips. And put mine around your neck. You feel really good. I don't know how we've never done this before. I just have been holding this back for so long. I kiss my neck. Yeah, right there. Oh, it feels good. Yeah. Is this okay? If we keep going? Yeah? Okay. Take my sweater off. Yeah, please touch me. Oh, I've thought about this so much. Here, let me take my bra off. Sensitive. Sorry, I'll try to be quiet. I just like to grind up into you, and that feels really good. Yeah. Use your mouth on them. Yeah, you can use your teeth. There you go.
You can go a little harder. Yeah. I want you to touch me. Yeah, I'm serious. I want you to touch me, please. Yeah. I'll take my pants off. Yeah, put your fingers right there. Yeah, between my legs. It's really good. I want you to be as turned on as I am. Yes, you feel how wet I am. I want to get you to that level. Yeah, you like this? Yeah, like being stroked? Yeah? You like it slow like that? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I can go faster. Yeah. No, just keep touching me too. At the same time. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. I'm not very good at multitasking. I'm just gonna focus on you. There you go. Fuck, you're getting hard. Oh, does that feel good? Oh, yeah, you like that? Yeah, you like that? Yeah, that's really good. Oh, like my fingers are all around the tip. Yeah. Oh, fuck, you've got so much pre-cum coming out already. Yeah, keep fingering me. Yeah, just play with my clit. Yeah, just... Oh, it's gonna make me cum, like, very soon, I promise. Yeah, I'm gonna go faster. I'm gonna stroke you nice and fast. Yeah, you speed up too. Yeah. Come in my hand. Okay, I want you to come in my hand, okay? Please. I've thought about this so much. I've thought about you fucking me a lot. I've thought about you inside of me. I've thought about fucking, giving you a blowjob. fucking you. I've just fantasized about this so much. I can't believe it's finally happening. I'm really close. I'm really close. Are you close? I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Yeah, keep going. I'm gonna make you come. I want you to come in my hand. Oh, come all over me. Oh, just come all over my hand, please. Please. Yeah. Just like that. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. Oh, there you go. What did you say?
Do I like the holidays now?
Oh my god. Can't. No. Stop.
Maybe I will have to reconsider my feelings. But for now, I need to just rest here and breathe. Yes, come here, lay down beside me. Yes, happy holidays. Happy holidays indeed.